Well, praise God, we're going to be talking about the power of praise today, and I think that's really good news. And Barb, I just have to salute you. I think you know more about praise and a more dedicated praiser than anyone I've ever known.
I enjoy talking about praise probably about more than any other subject in the Bible, because when a person is raised with a lot of singing in their family, like I was, it just naturally is conducive to a praising spirit. And not that I was born to be a praiser or anything, but it's like Holy Spirit just allowed me to fall into this wonderful, wonderful avenue of worshiping God, and I'm thankful. I'm very thankful for that.
But you know, I think we were all born, our design at least is to praise the Lord, whether we do that or not. I think we're all born to do that.
Oh, yes. I believe in each one of us is an area in our lives where God put a praise thing, because as we're going to study this, we're going to find out that praise comes from God. We can't do that on our own. It's God who puts that praise desire within us.
Well, I've done it both ways, and out of the flesh it doesn't work at all.
No, it does not.
It's an absolute
good
wreck.
Result.
An absolute wreck. You've done some awesome study on how praise got started and what praise really means. Why don't you bring that out? And before we do that, I know we'd like to pray. Mm-hmm. And just ask God to bless this teaching on praise, because there's so much power here. And some people are going to get liberated in this teaching. Mm-hmm. I know they are.
Amen.
Father God, I thank you for the absolute privilege of praising you. Mm. And Lord, I thank you that today you're going to flow revelation knowledge through us onto this message, into this message for our friends and our listeners. And Father God, their lives are going to change as they listen to these messages and as they begin to praise you and begin to allow you to praise through them back to yourself. And Father God, we are so selfish as human beings. We always want to direct the praise toward ourselves. But Father, you don't allow that. You resist those that get proud and want that. So we lay down that pride. We lay down that self-interest, that self-focused, and we turn around and praise you because you deserve to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I say, O Father God, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We were born, Darren, to praise. We were born, we're different from the angels, and they praise God continually, all the time. They're in that mode. But we were born and created to praise God, to have communion with our Father and with his Son, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. So it's a blessing to be able to bring this teaching to you today. And if you haven't been a praiser, you can begin right now. It is not too late to be a praiser and a worshiper of God. And I hope this lesson that Darren and I are going to teach you will help you get into that, because it is a getting into. It is a difference from the lifestyle that we have here on earth. Usually it's our lifestyle here on earth is thinking of negative things. It's always downers. It's under the circumstances. But praise lifts us up over our circumstances. And well, we're going to begin.
But you know the flesh, though, the flesh really argues with that, because the flesh says, me, 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 me.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, one of the greatest drives in our country with people, unfortunately, is to get on television. Mm-hmm. We want some recognition. We want some camera time. I mean, that I heard that in a survey, and I've done a lot of television and watched it, and you know, it's a lot more work. It looks like it's a glamorous thing. Mm-hmm. But in the United States, when people get on television, somehow they change and the audience changes toward them. You know, we as a culture want to be noticed, mm-hmm. but it's a perverted thing. We want to focus on me. Look at me. You know, the whole world, look over here.
Well, like you said, it's a get. I need to get, and praise. When we get into praise mode, it's give, give, give. Now, some of you say, I don't have money to give. I'm really down financially. The way you can get out is by giving in praise and worship. The greatest sacrifice you can give here, and we'll find that in Hebrews 13:15, is to give from the fruit of our lips a sacrifice of praise and offering to God. So the word praise comes from a Hebrew word, Darren, which means halal, and it's H-A-L-A-L. And it's number 1984 in the Strong's Concordance. And I hope those of you who listen to Darren in Denver and listen to these teaching tapes have a Strong's Concordance beside you. It is such a blessing. It's a help. It's
you can get
great
one for
reference.
About $10.
That's right.
In
praise
a paperback form. So we push you to get it, or to get a Greek Hebrew study Bible, which has almost a complete Strong's. In fact, we both have
That's
ours
right.
in front of us here. But it gives you almost a complete Strong's in one volume.
Well, and you say, boy, $60 for a Bible, I can't afford that. But a Strong's is almost $20. And if you combine the Bible and the Strong's, the Bible will only be costing about $40 if you include that $20 Strong's in there. So it's kind of one way to look at it. But this Hebrew word halal means to be bright, to shine, to be splendid, to celebrate. And at the heart of this word is radiance, a bursting forth of rejoicing and praising God. This is an action word. This is an exciting word. And we studied a little bit before, Darren, about Satan. He was born, Lucifer, was given the name Star of the Morning in Isaiah 14:12, and that meant Hallel. And that's really interesting that Satan had that calling on him, that title put on him before he fell. But we know that he had evil within him from the beginning. It says that. So this word for hallelujah was given to Satan, but when he fell, it was given, I believe, it was given to us to praise God.
And I love that scripture in Luke 10:18, where Jesus said almost casually, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, that was after Satan fell, and he took a rebel, you know, a third of the angels. But here he was given the Star of the Morning for a name, and it's so sad that he rebelled against Father God. But you know, that's our natural nature, Barbara, is to rebel against God and not praise him.
That's right.
But we need to change that.
That's right. And God truly created us to be his praise on the earth. We were the fulfillment of his radiance and rejoicing. I really believe that, Darren. As he created man, he was rejoicing, and he said, it is very good.
Very good.
What I have done here is very good. So we are kind of the fulfillment of that radiance and rejoicing after his creating for 5 days.
Well, he said, let's go down and make man in our image and likeness, which he did. He made man three-part being like he is.
That's
and
right.
I'll tell you, we are his primary at the top of the pile creation, and we didn't crawl up out of the mud as a polywog, you know?
That's right. And he is the one who gives us praise. It says in Psalm 22:25, from thee, O Lord, comes my praise in the great assembly. So David knew that he couldn't praise God on his own, and that's why he was such a great praiser.
But we want to make sure that when we say he gives us praise, it's he gives us praise to give back to him. He's not praising us.
That's right.
He's giving us praise to give back to him.
To rejoice in him. That's right. Another number that we looked up in the Strong's is number 8416. Now, all these have to do with praise. The first one's 1984. This one's 8416, and it actually means a hymn of praise. Now, some people don't believe in singing, and that's okay, and if you don't have a good voice, that's all right, too. God, you know, he blesses anybody that's willing to praise. But this here is a hymn, a technical musical term for a song that exalts God, and that exalting is an action word. That means to dance, to spin around, to be doing things in our praise choruses and in our churches. And a lot of churches do dancing, and that is very biblical. And that occurs 57 times in the Old Testament. And it is from him where we learn to praise him. We cannot truly praise in our own flesh, for we're not capable of doing this on our own, Darren. Not at all.
No, I agree.
And one of the first people that we see that loved God, and he was called righteous by Jesus in Matthew 23:35, and that was Abel. It was because he praised God with his first fruits, his very best, and he offered God a sacrifice offering of praise.
Right. And here Jesus even mentioned him in the New Testament.
That's right. He mentioned Abel.
Now, but there was another member of the family that didn't see it that way, right?
That's right. And he said, Cain was a man who didn't love me. He turned away from me. I gave him a chance. I told him that, he had the keys to his either being a praiser or being in rebellion, and he chose the other way.
You know, we have those same keys in our hands today, and we can choose to praise God. And I'll tell you, we're going to share in this teaching today how it really pays off to praise God, because when the devil is coming against you, and his whole deal is to kill, steal, and destroy, it tells us that in John chapter 10, verse 10. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, it makes the devil fighting mad when you don't say hallelujah to him. You're saying it to the Most High God. Mm-hmm. When originally that was his name in heaven, Star of the Morning, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now we're giving hallelujah and praise to God. I'll tell you, and then when we look at this man Abraham, he was always building altars.
That's right.
He built like 5 altars, and he was always praising God.
Every time you turn around, Abraham's building another altar. He knew.
You know, one time I was praying over in the western slope of Colorado. I was way high above Ridgeway on top of a mountain, and I prayed all night long. I was in a mountain cabin there, And then that morning, the power of God was so strong, I climbed on up to the very top of the mountain, and I built a little stone